Just gone 7:05 on this Friday evening. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. And I'm now joined in the studio by two members of Atoms. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Do you want to introduce yourselves and tell us your roles in the band?
Right, I'm Matt and I play guitar.
And I'm Gary and I sing in the band.
And there's a lot more of you normally, isn't there?
Yeah, we're only like 2/5 of the band.
It's normally so 5 of us. Yeah.
They're all out trick-or-treating, probably.
Do something better than a radio interview, eh? And whereabouts are you guys from?
I'm local from Harold Hill, and Matt's from...
I'm from Birmingham, as you can probably tell from the accent. But we're all sort of London Central, I guess, the band.
So how long have you been in London for?
I've been in London for about 3 years now for university, and I met these crazy fellas. It's been good.
Yeah, it's been really good.
So how long have you been in the band for? Because you're quite a newbie to the band.
Yeah, I've been in the band for about a year and a half now, I'd say. So I'm pretty comfortable with them all now. So, yeah, it's going well.
He's doing all of our artwork and little fonts and stuff. And
Fonts. Yeah. Lots working with those little fonts,
So you're quite artistic. Are you the artistic one in the group?
Yeah, so I did a design sort of course at uni. So that's my bag.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Multi-talented. What about you, Gary? You?
I was like, Matt, please do it all, because no, I can't do it at all. So I just sing, that's about it, and write some dodgy lyrics, and he does all the rest.
Sounds good. And you've been in the studio before, back in 2011, in our old studios. But in case people haven't heard of you yet, how would you describe the genre of your music?
Well, it's a tough one, that is. We've got a phrase that we're like saying we're loud, quiet, and everything in between, which is very sort of vague, but it sort of hits the nail on the head. We're fairly easy listening, but we're quite loud at times as well, quite mellow in others.
Yeah, it's quite.
It's a tough one to describe, really. Mm. But I think that phrase is the best one to go for. Loud, quiet, and everything in between.
So have you got a particular genre that you fit into, or is it a mix?
A bit of a mix, isn't it?
Lots of
different stuff. I guess it'd be like alternative, maybe. And, you know, we're all into our sort of... It's called post-rock. It's kind of like chilled out sort of rock-based stuff.
Math rock. And
bit of math and stuff like that. So it's genuinely a mix of a lot of things, really.
Yeah.
And who are you influenced by to do all that?
Pink Floyd, Radiohead...
Big Pink Floyd fans.
Very big Pink Floyd fans.
But a few of us, as we said, sort of the post-rock scene. We just did Art Tangent recently, didn't we? Went down to see a few bands there. So a few of my favourite bands, people like Maybe She Will.
And Light, Japanese band called Light.
They're pretty niche.
Yeah.
So
that was
a lot of people probably won't have heard of those. But
no.
If they haven't, go listen. They're very good.
Maybe She Will, which were really good. That was really good. So just very, that sort of dancey, weird math rock.
Very eclectic, really. Yeah. Craig likes, is it The Verve?
He likes
Craig
the, likes. Yeah, he does like The Verve.
So it is genuinely a mix.
And Chris likes death metal.
That's a bit odd.
Yeah, it's a bit odd.
Does that ever get into any of your songs?
No.
He just plays the drums very loudly.
Yeah, he just breaks like three like the, sticks per...
He's like the one out of the Muppets, isn't
he? He's just like, yeah, he's crazy. He's crazy. Yeah.
That's the rock star lifestyle, though, isn't it? Smashing your guitar. Guitar, drums, even.
And Mike, our new bass player, plays like keyboards and bass at the same time.
Yeah,
that's
ridiculous.
He's just like, well, come on, you're showing us up now. It's ridiculous.
How do you do that? Surely you need two hands to do
a
bass.
He taps the bass.
Yeah, playing with the idea. It does kind of make you feel a bit rubbish.
Yes.
In practice.
But just like, it's been amazing though. It's really good.
So, Matt, you play guitar. How long have you been playing guitar for?
Oh, God. Probably about 9 years now, I'd say. I say 9 years. For about 2 years at the start, I was just sort of standing in the mirror staring at myself, thinking I was cool. I didn't properly start, so I'd say probably about 7 years.
He's good.
Self-taught as well. I did a few lessons, but I wasn't really feeling it. So I just kind of taught myself, I guess.
Have you got any advice for someone who might be thinking of teaching themselves or wanting playing an instrument? Why should they pick guitar?
Yeah, just definitely to try it and don't be put off. everyone starts at the same point. Nobody just picks it up and can play unless you're a genius.
Just 20 minutes a day, and if something you really like pick songs you really, really like, and then you'll just get the tempo a lot better.
I guess it's a bit of, it sounds corny, but a bit of a determination and not be put off by not sort of grasping it straight away. A bit deep, sorry. Yeah. But it's true, it's true.
Yep. And we've been talking about multi-talents and stuff. So, Gary, you play and sing together?
I play guitar, but not really. We've got two really good guitarists, so I don't have to play guitar. But I do like doing acoustic stuff a little bit sometimes. But they're both better than me, so I don't
Fair enough.
Yeah, they are good.
And when you were last here, you were talking about the release of your first EP. So how did that go?
It went really, really well. We put it on iTunes, Spotify, and Walmart, Tesco's digital as well. So that went really well. We've got signed after doing it to a label called Slab Records, and that went really well. And now we've obviously got a manager now, last few weeks, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and she's helping us out doing a little plan for this EP. So it's little bit by little bit, it's been going along, we've been writing well, and now obviously Matt's joined and Mike's joined. It's just evolved a little bit more and got even better and bigger. So really looking forward to this EP being done.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting actually.
So how do you get a manager? Do they come to you or do you scout them? Or
she's actually a friend of a friend, isn't she?
Yeah.
And she's going to study at, is it Brighton Institute of Modern Music? That's what it's called.
She's doing record management and band management. And
so she's sort of learning on the job a little bit as well. So that's good for us as well.
Yes. So you're her experiment.
Yes, we're a guinea pig. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So we've talked about your EP. So we're going to play a song for that now. Hopefully, this one is "Splitting Atoms."
Only
20 past 7 on this Friday evening. That was Splitting Atoms, and they are, well, two of them are in the studio here with us. Hello, guys, again.
Hello.
Glad to have you here. If you've just tuned in, hello, welcome as well. And if you want to tune in or see Matt on the webcam, because Gary was too camera shy and didn't want to be on it, then you can go onto our website, www.phoenixfm.com/chatroom. So, guys, do you tend to write songs together, or is there a lead writer?
It's a bit of a mix, isn't it?
Everything.
I mean, me and Craig, the other guitar player, tend to sort of go home and just write anyway, don't
yes.
we? And so we tend to write little bits or full songs. Craig's got
about,
I think, 200,000 in his locker.
Yeah.
But then we'll sort of jam something out as well in practice. It's not really set way, is it?
That's been happening a lot the last few weeks, and we've been just jamming out loads of songs. And
yeah. It's kind of a mix, so I guess anyone can bring in a little bit, and we'll use it and work on it and sort of extend it into a full song.
And then Chris is like, brrrr, Chris, calm down.
Broken up a stick.
Yes, broken up a stick. That's it.
And do you think them songs work better when it's just a random jam, or do you think the ones where you concentrate on are better?
How Do We Make It Die was a jam that just came in. I thought that was probably one of our best ones, but then Splitting Atoms, what you've just played, was one that Craig had wrote all the music for, and then I put some lyrics over the top. So both were really completely different, but both worked really well. So
I think it's a good thing, to be fair.
Yeah,
I think it's nice being flexible and not sort of not too set in your ways.
I mean, Mike's really good, and I'm hoping he's going to put in some really good influences in. And I'll write a little bit as well, but just more acoustic tracks, but try and bring some things in sometimes as well. So it's just like a lot of writers, it's really good. We're all different. We've all got different like things we really like. So just to the pot, melting pot, it's really good.
Yeah. And do you tend to do the music first or the lyrics first?
Always the music first. Because it's just, I don't know where you're going to go. You don't know where to drop the lines or where the melodies are. Sometimes I might ask Craig where he wants certain bits. Like, he might give me a little bit of inspiration. Like, I'll say, I want it there. So I don't really know before that point, really, what's going to go on.
I mean, you tend to sort of kind of get the melody before the lyrics as well, don't
just
you?
I just get a feel
of it a little bit,
yeah,
and then
just basically just randomly scat just different parts, and then I think what's better, and then I pick those bits later on. But
yeah,
you don't know. It's just like cutting away at things sometimes, isn't it?
Have you ever had arguments like you've wanted this bit in there? And I'm taking that as a yes.
Not really since I've been in.
No.
It's been pretty...
Peacemaker. It's really funny. We don't really... You were saying this the other night around mine. Everything we're writing, we've all liked it. So it's been really good.
Yeah, it seems to be going pretty smoothly sort of writing-wise, and there's no... I mean, no one's uncomfortable to sort of turn around and say, it's not really working.
We don't like this. This is not very good.
And I don't think nobody sort of takes it personally either. It's all good.
There used to be some handbags at dawn. But that's all right now. It's not too bad.
Natural.
So do you gel quite well as a band? As you said, you can be up front with someone and say, I don't like this bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when we've been out for a pint or something, it's just like mates, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
It just so happens that you all write music together.
We all went to, me, Craig and Matt went to a festival, like that Art Tangent in, is it Bristol?
Yeah, Bristol.
And,
you
know, it was really cracking. We just had all a good time, watched all influential bands. Like, I didn't know any bands there, but it was just great.
Yeah, it was quite new for you, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
But me and Craig, quite into that scene.
So they were like giving me pointers, saying this band's good, and then, you know, we just really had a brilliant weekend with you. So it was good.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a festival there, Gary. I know you like a festival.
Oh, I love a festival. Yeah.
What have you been to?
Last year I've done three every year for the last about 10 years. I've already got my Glastonbury ticket for next year.
Yeah, so have I. So excited. Sweet. First time.
And I've got my Art Tangent festival for next year already, and I'm hopefully going to do Reading as well. Just seeing what the lineup's going to be. I'd like to see maybe Muse if they headline or something. Then I'll probably go with that. But I'm really looking forward to Art Tangent again. It was very small but brilliant. Really nice. So.
See, now I like a good shower in the morning.
So
I'm not. I'm not,
was like,
I mean,
oh,
I did enjoy Art Tangent, but I do like a shower.
I didn't go VIP.
No.
Ridiculous.
I'm very, very
money
poor. Yeah.
it's a student, and he says,
ex student.
Yeah, but he's still in debt. I know how that feels.
Yes, a lot of debt.
It's got no pennies of your own. bless him.
Oh. Well, you've picked out a song that you want to listen to that's not your own. Do you want to tell us what song you picked out and why?
Yeah, it's Radiohead, Jigsaw's Fall Into Place. Cracking song. And if you haven't seen the video, go watch the video. It's simple but very, very clever.
Loads of head cam shots. Very good.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, here it is on Phoenix FM. Up to 7:30 on this Friday evening. You are listening to That Friday Feeling with me, Nikki Mills, here on Phoenix 98 FM. Still got Gary and Matt in the studio. We were just talking about writing lyrics a minute ago. So obviously lyrics turn into songs, songs turn into a set list, which turns into a gig. So where do you normally gig?
Ooh, we've done some few good places. We played the Barfly a little while ago in Camden, and the Enterprise, and we played the Underworld as well, which was in Camden. And
that was a good gig.
That was a really good gig. And now we're playing the Proud on next week, next Friday, which is the Old Horse Stables.
It's a lovely venue, to be fair.
Amazing. It's like an art gallery. So it's all, it's got all like Kurt Cobain, Rolling Stones, Jim Morrison, all prints from the original photographers, and they stay up as well while the gigs are on as well. So it's a really nice venue.
Oh, that's nice.
So we're looking forward to that next week.
And do you have to take all your own lighting and stuff, or is that all?
No, the whole place is one big lighting rig, because they do fashion shows there, and they do a lot of some big bands like Moby, Jesse J's played there, some other things like that. So it's quite a good
it's
venue.
Pretty cool.
It's a pretty good venue.
Pretty cool.
Cool. Have you played anywhere locally at all?
Oh, a long
Before
time
my
ago.
Time.
Yeah, we played the Brentwood Essex Arms, and we played in Romford. We played at the Edge and Bitter End. So we played a few places around here, but not really. It was mainly in London where we've been playing, to be honest. But we're trying to get a few dates in Brighton and a few other Bristol and a few other places as well. So hopefully.
Cool. So Matt, because you're quite new, how many gigs have you actually played with the band?
Just two.
Two. And how's it feel?
It's great. It is a good feeling, to be fair. Yeah, it's fine. I think just give sort of gigging more and getting more used to it just helps you play a little bit better. I was a little bit static in the first one. I usually like to rock out a little bit, but
now he's
kind of just staring at my guitar.
A bit of head banging now going on there.
Yeah. So it's really good laugh and stuff. I'd tell everyone to at least do it once if you can. Get up on stage and rock out for half an hour. Definitely do it. Definitely a good thing.
I get nervous every gig.
I was going to ask that. Do you get nervous still?
Every gig.
Do you?
Every gig. But it's just because you want to do well for people, and then things can go wrong. You don't know what's going to happen. Leads and cables don't work and stuff. So you just oh no. But it's getting a little bit less.
Yeah.
But it's just like the more people, the gigs have been getting a bit bigger.
That's good.
So then the more people are there, I'm like, oh no, no.
More likely to go wrong.
There's more people, damn. But we're really looking forward to this Proud gig, though, in Camden next week.
It should be good.
It's being videoed by a friend, Rich, who's freelance, BBC freelance dude. So he's filming it, and we're having a few friends come take photos, and we have a lot of different family and friends there, so looking forward to it.
And where will all that be available if people can't make it to the gig and they want to see these?
Yeah, well, I'm sort of in charge of social media at the moment. So it'll be going up on Twitter, Facebook. We've got a YouTube channel as well, so it'll be going up on that. I'm really kind of trying to push all the social media side of things. So hopefully it'll be all up soon.
In a few weeks, time, he has to mix it and edit it and stuff. And once you get it off Chris.
Yeah, once you get it off Chris. Injured there. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you while you've been performing?
When we played the garage upstairs, our guitarist's lead didn't work on his pedal and everything cut off and none of the sound worked.
Oh, that happened in Barfly the first song.
And that's pretty bad.
Completely cut out.
And then the lady was like, you've got to carry on. And we was like, we can't. So that was bad. And then when we played at the Camden Rock as well, we was playing a song and the feedback just went, for about 2 minutes.
I was like, oh no.
But we just carried on. We had to just carry on doing it.
But everyone had their fingers like in their ears, like, oh, what's that noise?
Who is this band?
Who is this banshee band of cats? Like, wow. Those three little things stand out. They were quite crazy.
But never sort of major. I think if you've got kind of good, you're not thrown by too much, it's all right, it's not too bad.
But he's like quite chilled and I'm always like, what's going on? No, please. So he equal himself out, but even on the way here I was like, we're gonna be late. He's like, no we're not, we'll be here for please.
So do you explain to the listeners about your clock story?
I didn't put the automatic clock resetting thing, so I thought it was 5 and I'm like, yeah, we're easy, we're going. And he's
having
like
a nice
Gary.
Leisurely shower.
I was like, yeah, it's fine. And he's like, Gary, it's 6:05. I was like, no. trying to run up here. And then we come into the Brentwood Centre and they was like, no, it's not here. I was like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah, we went over to the leisure centre.
They're just
like
laughing at us like that way. So but
you got here and you're here
eventually.
So we've talked about your old EP, you've got a new one coming out, is that right?
We have
it's Slab helping us with and doing all the stuff for, so that's good.
Should be good.
Got about 6 tracks, haven't we? 6 to 7. We're going to pick and maybe cut down to 5.
It's always the way you have a collection of songs and the track list isn't really set at the moment.
No.
You have a collection of songs and sort of make the decision.
How do you choose what you want on there?
Oh. through hours of
pain. It's
a ballot system with a little box, and you tick the ones in that.
No, it's bad. That's what I said to the guys. I don't care. I think all of our stuff's good, so I'm going to let Craig and the others pick.
I think a lot of us feel as well that when you're putting a sort of record together, that it should work as a collective rather than just separate songs. So as long as they all fit together and sort of gel together on the EP, it should be good.
Cool. And we're going to play an exclusive of your new single, which is really cool and exciting. Do you want to tell us a bit about this song?
This song's called 100, and we've had it for quite a little while, and I couldn't get the lyrics to it for ages.
There's a lot of different pieces. It's not very verse-chorusy.
Yes, it's very all over the place, a bit mellow and a bit different.
So Gary sort of struggled a little bit.
I was like, where am I going to go with this? I don't know. And then Craig was like, just trust me, Gary, this is going to be mustard. So
that's the reason it's called 100, isn't it? Because it sounds like it's got 100 bits.
100 bits in it. So and then after a while, I persisted listening to it, and then it just dropped into place, and then it just really worked, and I was like, wow. And it's our favourite, it's all of our favourite song. So in the band we think this would probably be either a single or the one we'd like to
push out.
Yep. So. Cool. So we're going to play that for you in a moment, but I'm just going to explain that we're going to have a little game afterwards.
Yeah.
Which is going to be really exciting. Stuff. We're going to film it, so it's going to be up on the Phoenix website afterwards, and it will be on the webcam as well. So that's phoenix.fm/chat room. And I'll explain the rules and everything afterwards, but we're going to play 100 now, and we're going to get set up, and then, we'll play the game afterwards. So this is Atoms with 100.
We'll be right back. Friday Feeling on Phoenix FM.
Okay, so we have a very nervous Gary sitting blindfolded.
Oh, man.
Just talking to the mic. Check your mic.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Right, okay, so we're going to play a little game because we've been talking about phobias today, so I thought it'd be fun to get Gary to stick his hand in some dirty things. So basically, what we're going to do is he's got four bowls in front of him. If you're watching on the webcam, you'll see. And a nice pink scarf around his face. What he's going to do is he's going to stick his hand in each bowl to look for two jelly sweets. So he'll have 15 seconds to find these jelly sweets. If he finds all of them, there's two in each bowl, if he finds all of them, he gets a prize. If not, I'm going to make him have a mouthful of one of the nasty things that he's sticking his hands into. And he's not going to find out. He's not going to find out what they are until after the game is finished. Right, so Gary, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start. So bowl one.
Can I start now?
Time on the clock. We've got Patrick here who's going to be timing it for us.
Two, one,
go. What does it feel like, Gary?
It feels like powder of some description. I can't find it. It's one.
Oh, it's got one. We're doing well.
Oh,
nice and quick.
I can't.
Oh, my gosh. He's making a mess. Absolutely everywhere.
Two.
Oh, we're done. He's on to the next bowl. Right, go on then.
Oh, no.
What does this one feel like, Gary?
It doesn't feel like great at all. It's just like worms in my life.
Are they alive?
Oh, sort of. Oh, this is bad. I can't see. Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's not finding this one. How long we got left, Patrick?
Stop.
Oh, he didn't get that one. Oh, dear. He's going to have a mouthful of something. Right, okay, next bowl.
Oh, my God.
What does that one feel like?
That doesn't feel great at all. And it's got millions of things in it. How am I meant to say what's a pea? Oh. How am I meant to say? There's all like balls in it. And I'm trying to find balls. That's bad. Oh, I found one.
Oh, stop. One. Oh. Okay, we're on to the last bowl. Ready?
Go. Can I go?
Go.
What's that feel like?
That feels really bad.
What's the texture like?
Oh, it's like gooey. Oh, I don't know. There's like, I'm never going to get this. Oh, I've got the other one. Brilliant.
Okay. Oh, well done.
I've had to
stop
one.
The clock. So
that
what have we got?
That is the most disgustingest feeling ever.
It's a mess everywhere. Okay, so you've got four.
I've got two. One in this one and one in the end. I've got five.
Okay, right. Do you want to take the blindfold off?
Yeah.
For me.
Bad.
We're going to let Gary see what he's been sticking his fingers to so we can see his reaction.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to tell us what they are, Gary?
Flour, spaghetti, mushy peas and peanut butter, is that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Lovely. Right, OK, so we're going to play another song just while we get Gary cleared up and then we'll make him do his punishment. So here is a bit of Maroon 5 with Animals. Maroon 5 with Animals playing here on that Friday Feeling here on Phoenix 98 FM. It is 10 to 8. I've just realised what the time is. We're really running low on time. But we've got Gary and Matt in the studio from Atoms. And Gary just played a lovely game of finding the jelly in the dirty... I didn't name this game. I didn't come up with a name. But basically, he fouled. So we're going to give him a punishment in a minute. But just before we do, what is next for Atoms?
Well, our new manager, she's going to get us some dates, finish the EP, and then we're going to do a little mini tour.
Yeah, I think getting more sort of dates, more gigs behind our belt. Just trying to get new people to listen to us, I guess.
And hopefully come back to Phoenix FM.
Yes, you're welcome anytime.
Oh, thank you.
Right, okay, so Gary didn't get the jellies out of the mushy peas the spaghetti. So he's going to have a mouthful of both. So if you're watching on the webcam, phoenixfm.com/chatroom. We're also filming this. Matt has got the phone at the ready and he's filming it. Gary's about to put spaghetti in his mouth. How's it taste?
Tastes co-op, cheap frills one. That's how it tastes.
But you can also buy spaghetti from other supermarkets. And now he's going for the mushy peas. That's a tiny bit. Get a bit more.
It's only mushy peas, mate. Come on.
I'll give you mushy peas.
Do you like mushy peas?
I have them with my fish and chips. So
oh, God.
In he goes. Well done, Gary.
What's your dinner there, Gary?
I'm going to be gorgeous.
Supper. Thank you very much to Gary and Matt from the Atoms for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
thanks for having us, Nikki.
No problem. I hope you enjoyed the game, Gary.
It was amazing. I've got peanut butter pea jelly hands. I'm loving
lovely.
It.
Lovely. Well, Patrick Sherrin is up next. I will be back same time next week. The video of Gary putting his hands in dirty things will be up on the website very soon. Do check out Twitter, Friday Feeling 98, and That Friday Feeling Show on Facebook to keep up to date with that.